State Treasurer Dale Falwell says his opinion about Charlotte's police chief Kerr Putney's retirement plan has absolutely not changed. He says the chief can't retire in January and then come back to work in March and still collect retirement, which is Putney's intention. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The city of Charlotte on Wednesday sent Falwell, the treasurer, an opinion from a Charlotte law firm it hired. That opinion says state and local retirement policy permits a temporary hireback after a break in service. Falwell says he's not impressed.
No, I mean, they went out and got a legal opinion on the plan that they don't have the responsibility for. Our legal opinions are coming from the attorneys, both in Washington and here in the treasurer's office, who have had and still have the responsibility for administering the plan.
Falwell says the problem with the city's plan is that an employee can express an intent to return to work and still draw a pension. The city announced in early October that Putney was going to retire in January and then return as chief in March. He would work through the Republican National Convention in August and then leave the city for good. A spokesman for the treasurer's office said pension checks would stop for Putney if he returned to work, and the office would seek reimbursement for pension payments already made. Regardless, city attorney Patrick Baker says nothing has changed for Putney's retirement date.
Well, chief's going to retire on January 1, 2020. And unless there's a change of that position, then he won't be here for the RNC.
City Councilmember Julie Iselt, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, says she wants the city to see if it can take legal action to make the state okay the city's plan.
I don't know if we feel that we do have any other recourse. So that would be the first question I would have for our attorney, and we'll find that out.
With the RNC coming, she says it's in everyone's best interest for the chief to return. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.